You've been texting in. Laura on the road said, man, I'm super glad I didn't bring these chocolate chip cookies in this morning.
Ooh.
Catch you again.
I mean, she could still, I mean, we're right here. I'm just saying, Laura.
Here's Harry and Joshua. He said, the only clarity I ever got from fasting is I just don't want to do it anymore.
Well, that is
A-plus
a clear moment.
For that, right?
Tony out there in Millsap brings up that it is peach cobbler day. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Barbecue James wants to know if retired Ricky's promise earlier bringing donuts ever came to light. No.
Yeah, what's they going on? Came in We're yet. Talking cookies and donuts.
Amanda
Excuse
in Fort
me.
Worth. She says, I enjoy the weekly reset. I can definitely tell the difference as far as inflammation. Mm. She says, but there will be regrets if you hit the drive-thru right after the fast. So
really?
I fast for 24 hours pretty much every Tuesday. And greasy foods will be a bad choice if that's what I go after.
I have learned entirely too much about lower abdominal mayhem from you and your wife
She
today.
Says, I chose spicy garlic Asian dinner for after my first fast. And then Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire was
oh
the theme
God.
Song.
Enough.
That's from
Stop.
Amanda.
Oh, my gosh. What about the cookies and the donuts?
Well,
Let's talk about that.
My dream is nachos, and it's always my dream. And bless you, Dave has been on a search for the ultimate fajita nachos for over a decade, he says.
Really?
He sent me to a lovely link of an establishment that is open past 9 o'clock.
Mm.
So that means once I hit that high water mark there at 9. I'll be all right.
He even gave you the map directions.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You guys are awesome out there. What's up, Uncle Jesse?
Forget the bed of nachos. We're going to call Dirty Bird. He's got brisket and beef ribs. It's an emergency.
I mean, if you're calling Dirty Bird, yeah. Heck yeah, it is. Yeah.
He can have you a 16, 18-ounce T-bone ready to go way before those nachos ever get thought about. Like,
he has a brisket on standby, doesn't he?
Your voice is even weak.
Oh, really?
I can hear it on the radio. It's weak.
Weak?
That's what these things do, these cleansing. You should have never done a three-day one. I mean, it's kind of like torture at this point.
Are we sure that's not just our transmitter?
Well, it just sounds so weak. I want to come up there and bring you some Skittles or something.
I can't believe you made it to church yesterday while you were starving.
Well, I needed the Lord's help and really was hoping there was communion.
Yeah. Do they have a food bank at your church?
In the arms of the angels. Mm.
Brother, I'm praying for you. It's
Thank
hard.
You. Thank you. Call the number on your screen if you'd like to help.
It's the show that, if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love it. KB and Heather Lee.